For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, another reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Dr. Serena Satcher on functional medicine. Now, today we're honored. Our guest is Dr. Ronald Peters, director of the Mind-Body Medicine Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. And our discussion centers on mind-body healing. We're going to be talking about mind-body medicine, disease arising from your consciousness, a lot about brain chemistry and finding the biological basis for anxiety and depression, and also information on addiction recovery. So welcome to the show, Dr. Peters.
Thank you for having me, Dana.
Well, I think our listeners are going to learn quite a bit today. Can you give us a little bit of more information about your background and your practice?
Well, I graduated from UCLA School of Medicine many years ago, and I felt like I had become a, after a year or two of family medicine, I felt like I had become the marketing arm of the pharmaceutical industry. I was giving patients drug after drug for complex illness, and for the chronic diseases, it was mostly symptomatic care. Doctors no longer cure chronic diseases such as hypertension, diabetes, heart disease. They primarily manage them ongoing with more and more drugs and more treatments. So I realized that I needed to learn more, and that began a long and interesting exploration of functional medicine. It used to be called holistic medicine or nutritional medicine in the 80s. And that's been an ongoing interest of mine, but I also began to realize that the mind has a tremendous governing influence on how the body works. So I spent some time studying with master teachers. I focused on the perennial truth of physician, heal thyself. And I realized that health is a continuum that starts with the body, moves through the powerful influence of consciousness, and into a spiritual kind of understanding that is a natural continuum of the first two. So that's what is our theme here at Mind Body Medicine Center in Scottsdale, and we have lots of patients who are sick of being sick. They're told all they need is a drug. Even in the world of alternative medicine, it's very important that people understand kind of the meaning of their illness.
Yes.
So we help them find how they can explore the nature of the stressful life experiences that occurred prior to the onset, especially of serious disease or any disease, actually. And then quite often they can backtrack that into childhood patterns of conditioning. And then the outcome is not only quicker resolution of the disease, but greater levels of wisdom and self-understanding.
Well, you've given us an excellent description, and it seems to me that your area in Arizona, and Arizona itself, has become a nidus for this kind of healing. It seems to attract both patients interested in mind-body medicine, mind-body healing, and the practitioners. So I congratulate you on what you've accomplished. Let's talk a little bit more about the mind-body medicine and some examples of kinds of diseases that arise from consciousness and how you talk to patients about that and how patients discover this.
I think one of the pillars of, you know, human life experience as well as mind-body medicine is that we create our reality. If you look at the literature coming from spiritual sources, from diverse spiritual sources, as well as those of quantum physicists, is that consciousness creates reality. However, no one would create a dis-ease consciously. It's very important to understand that. I was at a medical meeting recently, and a question arose from the audience, well, how do you tell a cancer patient that they're responsible for their disease without creating guilt? And the understanding is that every experience is created by the individual in co-creation with those around them, but the lessons in life and the dramas and the learning opportunities are created mostly from the unconscious mind. This is the same creative source for any drama in our life, whether it's a financial problem, a relationship problem, a work problem, or a physical disease. What I tell patients is, I give them the example of the child of an alcoholic family or an alcoholic parent. We believe that most of the conditioning for the way the ego is structured and how we look at life is set in the first 3 or 4 years of life, which is kind of a staggering thought because that's even before we remember much. When the infant child is in pretty much of a hypnotic trance state, they're not thinking, they're just feeling. And if life is not safe for them, you know, if they feel that life is unsafe, if there's loud noises or stress around, if their needs aren't being met, they suppress the emotion automatically. Children suppress emotion automatically because they're too vulnerable to handle intense emotion. It's like a soldier who sees a horrific battle scene will block it out of his mind. It's simply too much. Well, that's the case for all children. All children, all of us have done this. The example of the alcoholic family is a 2 or 3 year old is hearing the violence in the family, the loud screaming, the physical abuse, the emotional abuse, and it's overwhelming. So the child automatically suppresses into the unconscious mind fear, sadness and grief, and anger to some extent as well. And each of these emotional bundles, so to speak, are wrapped in kind of primitive belief systems, very early, which can remain conscious until later in life when they can become conscious. So the child of an alcoholic feeds into the unconscious mind fear and anger and sadness. Those emotions that are automatically suppressed in all of humanity, because I have yet to find anybody with Christ-like parents, is though those emotional wounds are like any wound in the body, they have a healing mechanism. If you sprain your ankle, it heals automatically. You don't have to think about it. These emotional wounds heal by creating experiences later in life that would allow the feeling to come up so it could be expressed and owned. The unconscious mind is 80%, the conscious mind is 20% by some estimates. So now the child of an alcoholic marries an alcoholic, which has been shown in the research literature to be surprisingly common. So at the age of 25, say, now when the alcoholic behavior starts, the person can discharge their fear and cry their tears and realize that anger is a useful emotion based upon self-love, designed to set a boundary and say, no, you can't do this to me. And that becomes what is called the natural therapeutic experience that David Viscott talked about, where you express your feelings, you live from your intellect and your heart in a balanced manner. So if the emotions are discharged, then that challenging life experience becomes a healing experience. But if the emotions are suppressed, because parents often tell children not to express their feelings, you know, how many times have we heard that little girls aren't supposed to get angry and little boys aren't supposed to cry? Or if the intensity of emotion is so severe for the young child, there's an unconscious choice not to express feelings because they're simply too hot, too much to handle. Then the challenging life experience that has been created both consciously and mostly unconsciously, an alcoholic mate, there's no healing. The person plays victim. Our society is excellent at teaching victim consciousness. So they run away blaming that other person and quite often do it again and sometimes again and again.
Well described. This is an excellent description of what goes on underneath and the relationship between the 80% of the sub or unconsciousness and 20% is the conscious mind. It's so fascinating, and we are going to talk more about this. And I want to remind our listeners that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're having a fascinating discussion with Dr. Ronald Peters. He's director of the Mind-Body Medicine Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're talking about mind-body healing and a lot more. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a lot of good information. some you already may know a little bit about, and a lot of new topics as well. And I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource, and they can answer your questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. Now, we're having a very interesting discussion, and we're talking with Dr. Ronald Peters. He's director of the Mind-Body Medicine Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. Our discussion is centering on the mind-body healing, and we talked about the unconscious brain, unconscious mind, is 80%, and the conscious mind is 20%. Can you give an overview as we go forward, Dr. Peters, about what we discussed in the first segment?
Well, I talked about how the programming for the personality, that little voice that we hear in our head, is determined in childhood, and much of it very early in childhood. You know, and then we listen to that voice, and many times it's programmed on challenging life experiences. I've had patients, for example, that were born with the umbilical cord wrapped around their neck, and they nearly die at birth after floating in the womb for a pregnancy. And then they have difficulty breathing. They're put into a neonatal intensive care unit. They're separated from their mother. It's a terrifying experience for a newborn child. Well, I've seen many of these people. They will have this background anxiety that they're not safe. They're not okay. I'm not going to make it. Later on in life, that tremendous fear and grief stored in the unconscious mind is an emotional wound like any other wound. This is just an emotional one, not a physical one. And the only way it can heal is to create from the unconscious mind in connection with the conscious mind circumstances later in life that will allow that fear to come up. So it may come up with it in the context of financial problems or relationship issues, fear, just fear. If the fear is allowed to come into consciousness, to be owned, to be released, which is called a natural therapeutic experience, then it can be discharged. It's also important to look for definitional beliefs that remain unconscious. And once these childhood beliefs are made conscious, it's easy to see that they don't have much value. You know, if people think they're not worthy, if they're not worthy of having a productive life, if they think relationships aren't safe, if they think life is inherently dangerous, these are childhood beliefs. And once you make it conscious, you can easily say, I'm going to let that one go. That's a dysfunctional belief that served the child, but not me. It's the reason people worry. In my lectures, I often ask people, how many people worry? Everybody raises their hand. I ask them, how many people can tell me the value of worry? And nobody can, although a few try. It's based upon the fact that there's an unconscious belief that something bad is going to happen. You know, you want to make good planning and preparation for future events, but when it slides into worry, it does not serve you at all. It's based upon a belief that something bad is going to happen, and you don't want to go through your life believing bad things are going to happen. So that's kind of, an example of the powerful influence of the unconscious mind. Basically, every life experience that we have in our life is created by us. There are no victims.
Yes.
It's created in co-creation with those around us, including the collective beliefs of society. And it's an extremely empowering perspective because it puts the understanding and the control back into the person, as opposed to a victim, which our society encourages us. Every war has been started by victim consciousness. So that people can look to see what is it within me that needed this experience. And that's when you begin the greatest journey of all, the greatest healing path of all, is to make the unconscious mind conscious. In my book, I call this edge work, where there's an edge between what you know about yourself and what you don't know about yourself. And you want to make the unconscious mind conscious, which is the essence of self-realization, you know. So it brings, it's an empowering perspective that brings health to much deeper meaning, and illness can then have a powerful healing influence on people. Otherwise, they're just kind of wondering, how did this happen? What do I do about this? They take a bunch of pills, which quite often just shoots the messenger.
Yes, that's very well said. I love your description of the subconscious, the conscious, and they really sort of have to meet, discuss, it seems to me. And the other thing that occurs to me that I've seen in patients with worry and anxiety is they become, this is my own terminology, addicted to the worry and the anxiety, because most of the things that we worry about don't happen. Most of the things that we're anxious about don't happen. So if we have worry and anxiety and things turn out okay, worry works. It's like a good luck charm. Anxiety works. And I see that becoming very difficult for people to give up because it's so deep in their brain that this is how their pattern's been. And I will sometimes say to friends, you're going to get what you think and get what you say.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
Powerful.
What you fear you will draw near is a great wisdom. Life is like a mirror, you know. And each of us is the director of our play, and we're creating this life experience, and we need to learn from it. Just like the first day we got on a bicycle as a child, you know, we fell over and it hurt, and we kind of thought we were hesitated, but we got back on, and this time we're more careful. Every traumatic, difficult life experience from marital relationship problems, financial problems, all the way through to the most advanced disease such as cancer, is simply a learning experience. It's not something to be feared and dreaded, although we do need to discharge our feelings. We certainly do need to discharge the emotions that arise within us when we have a significant disease or any disease, but we don't want to run a storyline on those disease on that emotion and sing a sad tale of woe for everyone, and we don't want to suppress that emotion. It's like the 6-year-old. The 6-year-old is the master of expressing feelings. You know, you take a toy from a 6-year-old and he or she will throw a little tantrum for a little bit, and then 5 minutes later they're playing with another one. But you take the toy from a 46-year-old and he could be angry for 10 years straight because he keeps running this storyline in his mind. So the healthy expression of emotion is a very powerful tool for long-term health. One other thing I wanted to say about stress is that if you look at the human stress system, it's based upon the sympathetic nervous system firing fight or flight so we could run from danger or fight, whichever better suits our survival. Well, that system has enabled our ancestors to survive on this earth by running from danger or fighting to protect the village food supply or whatever. But in modern times, that same survival system is killing us off through stress-related diseases, and the majority of doctors believe all diseases are stress-related. So how can a survival system now become the source of death? It's because our fears are no longer related to real physical issues. They have to do with our childhood programming and our patterns of worry and frustration. So we worry about what could go wrong in the future, and then we feel angry, resentful, frustrated about what did go wrong in the past. Both of those psychological states activate this fight-flight sympathetic nervous system, which is designed to have us escape danger. So this is a very important thing, you know. Roosevelt said it real clearly. The only thing to fear is fear itself. So that was another issue, is understanding how the fight-flight system no longer serves us naturally. But in my book, I talk about sympathetic arousal and these strong emotions as markers, as indicators for self-learning by finding the source of the fear or the source of the anger and discharging it. So once again, we can put this powerful system back to good use.
Yes, yes. What is the name of the book, and how can our listeners obtain it?
It's called Edgework, EDGEWORK, Exploring the Psychology of Disease, and it's available on Amazon. It explains goes over the world literature, a lot of literature on this principle of how childhood patterns of stress create future life experiences, you know, how people with adverse life experiences in childhood have a greater risk for chronic disease or serious disease in the future. But see, not everyone with adverse childhood experience, abusive experience, or abandonment get sick, because some people manage to express their feelings. So they deal with their challenging life experiences. They don't get stuck in it. Anyway, that's what the book is, and it's available at Amazon.
Excellent. And I think that would be good advice for our listeners to look that up, because that sounds interesting. And I think it takes a lot of thinking and reading and rethinking to change the patterns that we've had. And we're going to explore this even further in the next segment. I want to remind you, listeners, that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We are speaking with Dr. Ronald Peters, director of the Mind-Body Medicine Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. And our discussion is about mind-body healing, and we're going to also talk about anxiety and the underlying issues with regard to why we have anxiety, how it affects us, and we're also going to talk about addiction recovery. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. This is a reminder that you can tune in next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Kevin's interview with Dr. Serena Satcher on functional medicine. Now, today our guest is Dr. Ronald Peters, director of the Mind-Body Medicine Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. And our discussion, of course, centers on mind-body healing. And I want to tell you the name of his book, available through Amazon, Edgework, Exploring the Psychology of Disease. An excellent, excellent book. So let's take this conversation further, Dr. Peters. What else do you have to share with us?
Well, I wanted to say that, you know, when people come to our center, we don't, you know, immediately confront them with sensitive emotional issues. We start with what their complaint is. You know, people want their body fixed, and doctors need to do that. So we start with their physical complaint, and we explore that. I think mind-body medicine rests on two basic foundations. One is to use the tools of integrative or functional medicine to restore health in the body comprehensively. The body is a symphony of complex systems working together beyond the understanding of any scientist or physician. And quite often the best we can do is just simply promote health in all of these symptoms. They work together like an orchestra. Once I take a history, though, of the physical issues, then I talk to people about what was going on in their life prior to the onset of the disease. And that's when people often know that that family problem, the work problem, those long hours, you know, the alcoholic member of the family or death in the family was an important issue. So then we help them backtrack that into childhood so they can see of how this is something they created unconsciously. And so then we treat the body using functional medicine, encourage them to take responsibility for this life experience and to learn from it, thereby transforming it into an experience of growth and self-understanding. We basically create all of the life experiences we have. It's a powerful tool. Now, I know some people are going to say, well, what about the little girl born 2 years or born with cancer? These kinds of questions are important, but they require an understanding of the human condition that is comprehensive and can be talked about, you know, in specific situations. For the most of us adults with adult illnesses, these tools are very powerful. And they may be difficult to understand in the beginning, like any new tool, but if you stick with it, you'll understand it, and it'll transform the challenges in life into healing experiences. When it comes to emotional issues, which we see quite a bit, you know, we look for the biological basis of anxiety, depression, ADD, focus concentration. I kind of follow the line of Abe Hoffer.
Yes.
Who studies schizophrenics to find the biological issues going on for them. And then Carl Pfeiffer.
Yes.
He worked with prison inmates who were intense characters, you know, oppositional, angry, all kinds of anxiety. And then Bill Walsh took up that same research track and is working with patients with anxiety and depression. So you can identify issues with methylation, copper zinc ratios, pyroluria, high histamine, low histamine, toxins in the body. But still, most of these people have a preceding traumatic childhood experiences. So once they feel better, then they're more capable of doing this inner work and truly making their medical experience into one that has creates rewards and self-understanding.
Well, you've brought up some very excellent people. I was trained under Pfeiffer, and I also am very familiar with Dr. Walsh and his work, his books. We're colleagues, and it's always nice to have someone that we talk with on the show who shares a common background, and their work is certainly important. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yes. The other issue that we do a lot of is addiction recovery. And, you know, we use NAD. It's a powerful new tool. It's nicotine adenine dinucleotide. It's the form of niacin that transports hydrogen into the mitochondria in order to make ATP or cellular energy. So by giving it intravenously as NAD, people have an increased energy production throughout the body, and that's most notably found initially with improved neurotransmitter function. So we have patients coming with drug addiction, alcohol, opiates, benzodiazepines, all kinds of, Adderall, cocaine. And by using NAD, they can shorten the withdrawal experience by 50 to 60%, reduce the intensity of withdrawal because you're concurrently increasing neurotransmitters on the spot. And then in 3, 4, 5 days, they get this clarity of thought returns. You know, they don't have this kind of dysfunctional thinking of the addict, kind of locked into patterns of seeking a quick fix to their problems. And then, you know, at the end of the program, the physiological craving is pretty much gone. They still have the emotional belief system, though, that if any challenging life experience arises, they need to fix it instantaneously with a drug. So we focus a lot on helping them understand their long-term patterns of anxiety, depression. Many of these people that get, you know, these are people that quite often have anxiety, pyroluria, they have anxiety and depression in their childhood, teens, and so the first time they have alcohol or any drug, they feel good, you know, they feel normal. So they easily become addicted. So it's very important that you take these people off the drug, but then you identify for them the underlying issue that got them into the problem in the first place, so they can correct that using the tools of functional medicine as well as the principles of mind-body healing.
Well, that's important, and Hoffer's work was fascinating, and it was so controversial. The medical community wasn't looking at his results. They were just criticizing something that had not been done that way. In other words, in medicine, if we don't do anything new, it means we have to stick with what we've always done, whether it works or not. And Hoffer really did amazing work. Would the NADIV also be helpful in schizophrenia?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have a patient who, a woman who brought in her 37-year-old daughter who was in catatonic schizophrenic. And the pattern fit Hoffer's description in that the woman had had a very abusive marriage, extremely abusive, intense stress with high adrenaline. And then she just slipped, she just faded away. She just slipped into catatonia, just withdrew from the whole thing. And I measured neurotransmitters in the urine, which is sometimes useful, sometimes not. And she had these high levels of adrenaline. And Hoffer talked about people not being able to metabolize adrenaline or epinephrine properly in developing adrenochrome, which is toxic to the brain cells. Well, anyway, we gave her a five-day course of NAD, and she became more active. I took videos. I thought she was going to just pop right out of it, you know. But she became more active. She still is not talking, but she's getting up and moving around. She's mother knows that she's listening. So I think the NAD, the niacin, the activated niacin, just certainly improved her neurotransmitter status to some extent, but there's still some work to be done. For people with anxiety and depression, quite often they feel better after a few days of NAD.
I can imagine that they would, and what a direct way to provide it. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Ronald Peters.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I want to remind you that we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Dr. Serena Satcher on functional medicine. Now, today, our guest is Dr. Ronald Peters, director of the Mind-Body Medicine Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. Our discussion, of course, centers on mind-body healing, And we've heard Dr. Peters explain subconscious and unconscious, subconscious, unconscious, conscious mind differences. And we're going to carry on that conversation. Dr. Peters, what else do you have to share with our listeners? This has been fascinating.
Well, I would kind of like just to summarize and encourage people to try this new tool. Every life experience we create in co-creation with those around us. When it comes to diseases, especially significant ones, you want to acknowledge and release the feelings that need to be discharged, because expressing feelings is one of the prime things that keeps people healthy in the long run. But you also want to frame the experience into a positive manner, into a learning experience. You know, we're told that we need to fight cancer, kind of like a scary thing. You know,
I dislike that.
Yeah, right. We're fighting something actually that we've created. We're the ones who created the chronic stress, ate the wrong foods, smoked the cigarettes, drank the alcohol, did whatever it was that created the disease. Diseases like cancer don't leap out of the darkness and into innocent bystanders. We all create every life experience. When it comes to a serious illness, discharge the feelings, but also realize that this is a learning experience. By framing it as a learning experience, it no longer is throttling down on the sympathetic stress system, which in turn suppresses the immune system, impairs digestion, but it becomes something you're learning about yourself. That's the difference between the victim and the master. The victim complains and complains and tells everybody about their problems, and whereas the master says, what is it within me that needs this experience? How can I learn from this experience? And there are many tools, such as my book and many others, that will guide you into understanding the formative power of the conscious and the unconscious mind. And in so doing, we become wiser. Carl Jung once said, until you make the unconscious mind conscious, it will rule your life and you will call it fate.
Well said.
So it's a powerful tool. I think it's what makes the difference between successful treatment for serious illness and not successful treatment. There's another author, a Jungian author, Dr. Kalshad, who said that the survival system of the child becomes the prison of the adult.
Mm.
And many of us resist changing these deep patterns. But I believe that's the purpose of living a life wisely. You know, it takes a lot of courage. Many people don't want to start expressing their feelings. Many people don't want to look in the unconscious mind. It's as if the conscious mind knows that this pain is really severe and I suppressed it already once and I don't want to resurrect it. So that's where the courage comes in. But it's tremendously rewarding to transform disease into healing in this manner.
It is.
The other thing that keeps people healthy, you know, is like of all I've learned about health and healing, I think the two things that are most important on the level of consciousness is, number one, express your feelings. Do so in a responsible manner. Don't blame anyone. You're the one that's got them. Nobody made you angry. You made yourself angry based upon your interpretation of an event. So express your feelings. Number two is follow your excitement. Follow your excitement. Whatever your passion is, whatever excites you, that's your connection to divinity. You know, I listened to the work of Eckhart Tolle, who after 20 years of suicidal depression, one night he said to himself, I can't take myself any longer. And he suddenly realized there must be two of me, the part I can't take and the part that can't take that part. Well, who we really are is who's listening to our thoughts, that pure consciousness. And that's the divine part of us, the spark of divinity that each human has. And so following your excitement And you'll get guidance, you know. You'll ask for guidance. You'll be guided in the path you need to walk to create the life that you prefer.
Well, I like that, the life that you prefer. You had talked to us about your patient intake, and you said something that I think is very important, that when a patient presents, you start with their chief complaint. And it's interesting because that isn't always the major issue that's wrong with them, but it is what brings them in. Can you tell us a little bit more about, after you've taken your history and accomplished evaluation, how you wean that patient toward thinking differently and how you incorporate diet, lifestyle, and nutrients?
Yes, well, as I said before, I start with what they're concerned about, rightfully so, and then I look at every system in the body, digestion, you know, whether they have allergies, family history, whether they, you know, fatigue is probably the most common thing that we see. I assess adrenals and thyroid historically. I check to see if they have had a lot of amalgam fillage.
Oh, yes.
Because mercury is a powerful toxin. And I get a feeling for what's going on in the body. And then I look at the stress patterns and the childhood patterns and explain it to them. And then I give them a copy of my book. And then we get lab work to look at what's going on in the body and using the tools of functional medicine, look to improve health comprehensively. You know, medical specialization is convenient for doctors, but I don't think it's so great for patients. You really can't separate the pulmonary system or the renal system from the rest of the body.
Right.
They're all interrelated in a very complex network, and they don't separate. You know, I've had patients who simply needed to change their diet, and they got rid of their rheumatoid arthritis. You know, I mean, so anyway, functional medicine and then helping them to explore consciousness to the degree that they can do that. Some people aren't ready for that, and that's okay too. You know, everybody has the right to do what they want. Everybody has the right to suffer if they choose, you know.
Right, right. Yes, your method of working with patients is very familiar to me, and I was highlighting the importance of paying attention to why the patient presents, because it is the doorway. If we don't listen to that, if we ignore it, we're going to lose that person. And I also like that you appreciate that not everybody is going to achieve the goals that we would like to see for them. They have to be their own goals. And I see us more as educators, an encyclopedia of wisdom for them, but it's up to them to take it and make the choices. And I find that easy to do with adults. I find it a lot more difficult to do, Dr. Peters, when adults make choices for children that I know are not going to end up in wellness. And that's a struggle because I deal with children with autism, and when a husband and wife disagree, I had a mother who understood the biochemistry, the biomedical approach to autism very well educated. But her husband said, no, we're not doing it. It's quackery. I even tried to say, let's just not talk about treatment. Why don't we just do some assessments? Because I knew the assessments would be that black and white evidence. He still said no, and when she called me, she said, I wish we could, but we can't. I said, how do you make that decision and live with it? Because you know, it's one thing if you don't know, but when you know, and she says, he's my husband, I have to do what he says. So I informed my husband that under those circumstances in our household, that would not happen.
Right.
And that's a, you know, I even called her back. I said, would he be more comfortable with a male pediatrician who is gifted in biomedical approaches to autism? And I have no problem with that. I've had men not be happy with the fact that I'm not an MD, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm a female. I have no problem. I have plenty of colleagues that I can refer people to, because you need to be in your comfort range when you're being treated. So I don't know that you run into that as much.
Well, you have to go with what the patient wants. You know, one of the things I see, everybody thinks they're on a great diet.
<You
know? laughs> I have yet to have a patient, you know, come in and say, I'm eating. Well, occasionally they say they're eating badly, but most people think, that, you know, they look at this conflicted information coming from every corner of society and they think they're eating well. And, you know, it takes some time for them to realize that they may not be eating well. I believe food is medicine. Very simply said, food is medicine for the majority of human life on Earth. But that was when Mother Nature prepared the food, rotated it in with the seasons, used no insecticides or pesticides, and so now we have, you know, the food industry capitalizing on the taste buds' preference for fats and sugars. So therefore, an epidemic of chronic disease in our society. You know, the majority of Americans have chronic illness. And what do? They go to doctors to get more and more drugs. They don't cure them, they just manage them. And so in the future, it's going to be functional medicine and increased understanding of the cause of disease, both physically and psychologically, and the disease will then be brought into its proper place as a learning experience. You know, it's like the red light on your dashboard. You know, you don't put duct tape over it. You pull over and you figure out what's going on. But when you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a pill to take away the symptom.
And the,
you know,
symptom tells you so much. Dr. Peters, I wish we had another hour to go on. We will definitely have you back to the show. This is such an important subject. I thank you for sharing your knowledge.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much, Dana.
This is a reminder, listeners, about Dr. Joseph Pizzarno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. It's currently available on Amazon.com. You can also go on thetoxinsolution.com. It has strong endorsements from leading health experts such as Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. James Gordon, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Michael Murray, and J.J. Virgin. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or call us at 301-530-0800, or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.